Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just realized I do everything he tells me to do in this song.
You pick yourself up a cup of Joe?
I get myself a cup of Joe and I turn on the radio.
That's exactly how you should start your Monday morning.
Then I scram.
Especially after staying up late watching the Super Bowl.
We were...
I need that coffee bad.
We made it to the trophy ceremony at the party we were at.
You, but wild child.
My eyes were getting a little heavy. And we got in the car and Shannon's like, how tired are you? I'm like, I've been faking it for an hour.
Yeah, 10.
Because at that point, just stay through the end of the game, even though we knew where it was going. I was also secretly hoping there was going to be a Disney commercial.
Which never got one?
I don't think I saw one.
Really?
I also could have quickly fallen asleep there. I don't know. But
I was a little disappointed with those. Yeah.
The commercials?
Commercials. There's a couple of standouts. And then by and large, I was like, come on, guys.
It was a relatively flat commercial year. And that's without seeing anything ahead of time.
Yeah.
A couple teasers. Like, I knew the State Farm setup. And I knew the Instacart setup.
Because they've given us so many other, touches.
But yeah,
of
you're
it.
Right. It was just, eh.
Yeah.
And we had bingo cards, so we were looking up, like, well, that, like, is that a Jeep? No, is that a Dorito? I didn't even see a Dorito commercial.
How did your bingo card go then? Did you win?
I hit yes. And it was like a 7x7.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I did get, I was the first to get bingo. There's no price.
No price.
No price.
Oh.
No present. The present was my presents.
You're welcome.
I also did not bring any food. Shannon did. I did not.
Oh, come on. You can't do that. Don't be that guy.
She made a dip, which I knew was going to happen. And at one point, I was like, look at all the bags of chips. There's too much food on that table.
Yeah, but you have to bring something. My daughter was going to a party, and I'm like, no, you cannot go empty-handed. She's like, I'm just invited. It's no big deal. They were mostly just watching the halftime show.
Sure.
It was not anything about football at all. But I was like, you have to bring something. So
what did you send her in? Because I'm presuming she's not an Eagles, or not Eagles, a Seahawks, nor a Patriots fan.
Oh.
Is she dressed to a team color?
No.
Okay.
No. Just gray sweatshirt. Sports.
Shannon wore a sweatshirt that said, I probably know more about sports than most guys do.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that is an accurate sweatshirt.
Yes.
How perfect is that sweatshirt for her?
I know. It's ideal.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I wore my high school football jersey.
How'd that go?
It went over so well, the host of the party went and got his high school football jersey.
No way!
Yes.
And now we're all wearing our high school football jersey. Look at that. It's right there in the closet.
Well, you know,
still.
We didn't get a photo together. We should have gotten
you
a photo together.
You should have totally taken a photo of that. Oh, my gosh.
I walked in. It's like, why not? I was going for the Seahawks. I don't have any Seahawks clothes.
Ah.
So I'm like, well, I've got a football jersey, right? Because Iowa stuff seemed weird.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'll just wear my high school Washington Demon football jersey.
Because you and I were talking about this. Was there an Iowa football player on one of the teams? I don't.
The Seahawks have a backup lineman.
Okay.
Who is an Iowa grad.
Okay.
Because in fact, the University of Iowa put out a graphic congratulating him. I forget the guy's name.
All right.
And I swear I saw that like a backup tight end played for Drake.
Okay.
And he's also on the Seahawks.
I just expect more Iowa connections for...
Any more, yeah.
Anything NFL related, there's a lot of Iowa.
We didn't have a starter on either team. But yeah, there was a former Hawkeye on the roster for the Seahawks who in a month will be getting a huge ring bigger than three of his fingers combined.
How cool is that?
That's
right?
So cool.
Oh, yeah. Love it. We already kind of touched on some of the Super Bowl commercials in general. Just a little flat, I thought, this year.
I think so.
My favorite was the tight end one. You know, checking for prostate cancer. Yeah, don't worry. It's just a blood test, guys.
I will tell you what. We have come a long way. In the world where feminine hygiene products, like, you couldn't refer to what they were used for.
Yes.
Now I was told to check my pee.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Thank you, Liquid IV. Got that?
Levi's did an entire commercial of butts.
Which, did you see Woody's?
Yes, Woody's butt opens a commercial.
Woody from Toy Story. I'm like, yeah, way to be inclusive.
And then a commercial for my prostate, which apparently doesn't include what typically is done to check for prostate cancer.
But I'm like, that is a nice, fun
yes.
way to get into a heavy topic.
That's what you have to
and
do.
And maybe save some lives just
oh,
in that
sure.
one commercial. I'm like, that was doing all the work right there.
I mean, when you get all of those NFL tight ends to do it, yes.
Yes.
It was a great approach to the topic.
And then I think doing the most was probably that Dunkin' commercial where they got Good Will Hunting. They got Friends.
There were layers.
Seinfeld.
Like Jurassic Park for Xfinity and Dunkin'
yes.
were both 90s, yeah, throwbacks.
Hit us with some nostalgia.
Pure nostalgia. It was all nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I get the feels. But there was a, other than those two.
Coinbase using the NSYNC song? Nah. I did like the payoff on the T-Mobile with Machine Gun Kelly.
I did too, but
that
I
was
didn't
funny.
Know if like somebody like my mom understood it. You know?
No, she did not.
She did not get it, but I liked that payoff. You got, and somebody just had like the karaoke. Oh, that was the Coinbase one.
Yeah.
You're right. Like it was a heavy Backstreet Boys year.
Pringles? What do you think?
I didn't see the whole one.
Sabrina Carpenter falls in love with a man made out of Pringles. That's the gag.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Ben Stiller and Benson Boone thing.
That was fun.
It was fun, but I was like, I expected more.
We laughed out loud right when he tried to flip into the set. And
right. And of course, it went
himself.
Terribly wrong.
Yes.
Terribly wrong. But
so,
yeah.
No, I think you and I are both at the.
The commercials were fine.
It was fine.
It was fun.
Right?
Was fine.
I was expecting, like, give me a funny Bud Light.
Yes.
The one I saw, I'd already seen before.
The Eagle?
Well, the Bud.
Oh, Bud Light.
Commercial was fine.
Yeah.
You got a horse and an eagle. Perfect.
Right.
That's Budweiser.
Right.
Mick Ultra had a little training montage. That was mm-hmm. fun. But no, like anything that has Post Malone now and the comedian and Peyton
yeah.
Manning,
Wedding.
I already seen all of those.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't even go looking for them. That's just, they're already running.
I know.
So,
but, yeah.
Just, I don't want to say it was flat.
I want the surprises. I know that you paid a lot to do it. Maybe we adjust the pricing rate and you just surprise me some more. I need the surprise.
I mean, you got a new trailer for a new Steven Spielberg movie. We knew that was kind of coming. I was hoping the trailer for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Did that surprise you?
It looked like a Budweiser commercial.
It really did.
And they're like, those aren't Clydesdales. Those are Tauntauns. And half of the room went, what? And the other half went, don't worry about it. The guys like this.
What's a Tauntaun?
We all flashed back to seeing Empire Strikes Back. We're like, we know what this is. Yeah, but I would put, the game was a little slow moving. I mean, it was just a defensive.
I know.
Yeah.
Fun, but just everything was just a little held back.
I think, because like when I learned how to drive a stick, like most of that night was stuck in second.
Yes.
Right? I didn't quite get into the next gear.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
That's exactly.
But I still had fun the entire time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think the most moving thing was probably the halftime show. It had the most energy of everything
of
else.
Everything else.
Of everything else. That's right.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, I need you to please see me after this program.
Yes.
I have something in my car for you.
For me?
Yeah. I'm going to return your saw and say thank you.
Yeah, I loaned you guys my miter saw for your big construction project.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We did, well, thank you for asking, Eric. The cuts have all been made.
Good.
They just need to be installed.
Did you double check, though, that they fit? I feel like you're giving this back to me too soon.
Yeah, man, I know.
Oh, no.
What started as a weekend project has turned into a month-long nightmare of mine. We've got paint on the walls.
Yes.
We've got some boards, like the paneling on the wall. And then the miter saw was just for the trim that goes on the top. And the cuts are all made. But after setting up the saw.
Yeah.
And then using the saw and then cleaning up after, you know, sawdust
uh-huh.
everywhere. He's just like, I don't want to set up the air gun thing for the nail gun. So everything fits-ish.
Okay. Good.
Fits close enough. And then we just need to actually install. So it's been like put on the wall, but it's not like a fix.
Understood.
Okay.
This is your bathroom.
Yeah.
What about the family room?
I don't ever want to talk about that project actually happening. I don't want to do it. After this,
okay.
This has taught me that that's not for us.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think I'm even considering like, let's just hire painters and just do that.
I got a guy. for painting.
Thank you.
He's really good.
I can't do a month. This is a half bath. It's not even a full bath. This is a powder room. This is a closet. And it has taken a month, my man. A month.
Well, I can't wait to get my saw back.
Yeah.
Because somebody, weirdly enough, somebody else wanted to borrow it.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. Yeah.
Dancing Eric Hansen is his saw rental.
I'm like A1 rental.
You should start charging people for this thing. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I can't wait to see the final product.
Me either. Whenever it happens, I'll let you know.
Saturday, we spent a lot of time at dinner. We went to Clue at Hancher.
Yeah.
And en route, we swung by North Liberty. It was my brother's birthday, Greg's birthday.
Yes.
Was on Saturday. I hadn't, up till Saturday morning, I knew it was coming. I just hadn't had time to get anything.
I feel you.
So Shannon and I took the morning to do a little birthday shopping. And I'm like, yeah, like we just had Christmas.
Right. That's hard.
And I'm also like, I don't want to overclothe him. I feel like I give him too many clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did kind of the grill thing for Christmas. And my nephew's going to Texas A&M. So we kind of did the sports thing too. So we're just walking around. And then inspiration hits. I'm like, he loves the fact that they have all of these wild birds. Like they have bird feeders galore.
On their deck.
Like let's get something bird focused.
Okay.
Shanna's like, okay. She was in on it.
Birding.
So we end up at Barnes & Noble. Bird books.
Okay.
Like he's reading more now. He's going to have more road trips down to Texas.
Totally.
So this is where I think I put my love for something on top of his love for something, but I hope that he loves it. I got him a book about owls.
No way.
I did.
It's
I got him
owls.
A book about owls.
He's into bird watching. You got him a thing on owls.
Well, the mystery and magic of owls was the name of the book.
Wow.
And then I also got him like a field guide of rare wild birds in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And a cupcake that fell in the car. And I'm just thinking, ever since I dropped and I didn't watch him open it, we just left because we had to go to.
Right.
I don't think he liked it. And it's not because he didn't text me. That wasn't a good set of presents. I kind of just feel like I whiffed.
You got him two books and a smashed cupcake.
Well, when you put it that way, yeah. That's exactly what I got.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Cedar Rapids School Board will meet tonight with a major agenda item, decide which consolidation plan to pursue.
Okay.
We're not making major decisions tonight. Well, one major decision.
I mean,
so the community school district faces a multi-million dollar budget gaps. The school board has proposed multiple consolidation concepts as a means of saving money. They're not taking action as in solidifying it. They're going to pick a plan.
Right.
More public comment. Vote in April. And then once they start pursuing, the consolidation would be the 27-28 school year. So with all of that said, if you're going to the meeting tonight, pack snacks.
It's going to be a long one.
Those meetings are long. The new parking ramp at First and First West is now open to the public. It's part of the First and First West Kingston Yard development. It features the distinctive Kingston Yard and Cedar Rapids signage on top, which again, I will say, unofficially, Cedar Rapids now has adopted orange as a color.
Yep. We're just doing it. We're going all in on orange.
We got the Maze Island sign. Yep. We've got the flag no one can show you anymore, but that's blue and green.
That didn't have orange.
It didn't. Very Seahawk blue and green, now that I think about the colors.
Yes.
And I'm all good on having an accent color of orange. I think it's really cool. Those signs kind of pop out. Also, what an easy moniker now if you're trying to meet somebody downtown.
I'll meet you at
the Kingston Yard big orange parking ramp.
Yeah.
So there's five levels, 450 parking spaces, 10 electric, multiple elevators, stairways are heated, bicycle parking too. There's some landscape. I mean, they're still building a hotel right next to it, so there'll be some landscaping and other work still to be done. It is a pay station, 75 cents per hour. You've got a variety of ways to do that, but Cedar Rapids' newest building downtown, brand new parking lot. Parking ramp, I should say. What's got us feeling all right? For the first time in 18 years, a U.S. citizenship naturalization ceremony was held at the Iowa Capitol on Friday. 40 people from 20 different countries took the oath to become U.S. citizens. About 250 people were in attendance. They had a federal district court judge preside over the ceremony. Then Paul Pate was the first person to speak afterwards, like, congratulations, now you can vote. So he handed out voter registration cards.
Awesome.
Yeah. The last naturalization ceremony at the Iowa Capitol was 2008. So what a
really
nice historic event.
No kidding.
In Des Moines on Friday.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Gosh, it was a busy weekend, wasn't it?
Yes.
We had a lot of things to keep track of, including the start of the Winter Games. We're off and running, by the way. If you didn't know, we already have our first two gold medals.
We do?
For Team USA.
In what?
Figure skating.
Yeah.
Beat Japan, defended their title from 2022. And then to the slopes. Skier Breezy Johnson won the women's downhill event, which was the highlight. The low light was Lindsey Vonn crashed and broke her leg in a disastrous ski. Oh my goodness. Last week she crashed in the World Cup finals in Switzerland, ruptured her ACL, and it was like kind of, should she do this or not? She
right.
had bone bruise, meniscus damage, but she decided to compete anyway in the Olympics, and that turned out to be a bad decision.
Broke her leg.
Had to be flown off the hill on a helicopter. Oh my goodness. But like, oh, you really wanted that to be.
Yes, that moment.
The moment,
even
that
if you
story.
Don't medal, just getting to the bottom of the hill, right?
Yes.
One
yes.
last Olympic, one last run.
I mean, on the plus side, her teammate then, Breezy Johnson, went in, got the gold, but. Oh, how awful for Lindsey Vonn. Okay, lifting up spirits again, let's talk about Super Bowl halftime with Bad Bunny. He promised it was going to be a party, and he delivered.
Yes, he did.
If you blinked, you probably missed all of the famous faces that were packed inside of that halftime show. He had a lot of dancers.
He walks the sugar cane. And then the dancers start. He gets up on top of that casita, that house,
yes,
right?
Yes. And all during his residency in Puerto Rico, he's had that casita.
Oh, where, that's part of his.
Where famous people go and hang out during
oh,
the show.
Oh, really?
On stage. That's like part of his shtick.
Ah, okay.
But who did you see?
Panning that crowd.
Yeah.
And first of all, there's a guy in the back, but like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he can't quite dance. And then I looked and then I went, I think that's Pedro Pascal. And then we're asking, like, the room is now trying to make faces out. And then somebody's like, was that Cardi B? And yes, there were famous people.
It was.
In the show.
Yes, Pedro Pascal, Cardi B, Jessica Alba, Carol G, Alex Earl was there. There was a ton. And then obviously we all saw that moment when Lady Gaga.
We went nuts.
Started singing.
At our Super Bowl party.
Yeah, that was, we had a lot of blink and you'll miss it cameos, but that was one that was center stage because there was this wedding that was happening during the halftime
right.
show. Turns out that couple actually invited Bad Bunny to their wedding. You know, one of those, we'll just throw it out there
yep.
and see if he shows up or sends something. No, he then turned around and invited them to join him at the Super Bowl, and I will marry you on like
That's
one of the biggest stages
crazy.
Ever. Yeah, so they got married during the performance. And then, as if that wasn't enough, Ricky Martin shows up.
I wanted a little Live in La Vida Loca.
I know!
Just a hint.
Just one line?
Just
but end it with a little bit of La Vida Loca.
That was one that we were predicting would actually perform with them.
I was hoping also maybe for a little Cardi B singing with him.
I like it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe.
But she was still there dancing.
She was there. She's like, I got to focus on the playing because her.
Yes.
Fiance, baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Whatever their relationship is. She was watching him play. But you know, celebrities, they are like us. They go to Super Bowl parties. Maybe they're like, you know, at the Super Bowl, but they're still like at a party, right?
Sure. Just like us.
They're just like us, only better. Justin Bieber was at the Sports Illustrated Super Bowl party and reunited with Ludacris, who he hasn't seen since baby.
I saw they panned the crowd and I saw Bieber there. They didn't get a shot of Luda.
They didn't get the moment.
But I'm happy they reunited.
I know. That's so funny. He hasn't seen Justin Bieber since he was like, what, 12?
Oh, my God.
In baby. So long time coming. And, you know, the Super Bowl brought them together. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Morning scramble assemble on a Monday morning.
I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, I brought my phone and I brought my photos.
Exactly. Busy, busy weekend. We like to just take a minute before we get too deep into the matters of a Monday and kind of go over how it was the weekend. What'd you do?
Our Sunday not only included a Super Bowl party last night, but we had a Christmas Valentine's brunch.
What's a Christmas Valentine's brunch?
A Christmas Valentine's brunch is a brunch that's closer to Valentine's Day than Christmas, but it's an opportunity for really, really busy couples to finally get together and exchange their Christmas presents.
Okay, so you've got like Santa ears on, like Santa's sprouting through your head, but then there's hearts on the table. There's
yes.
a lot.
So everything food and drink themed was to the Valentine.
Okay.
Okay. So we had dark chocolate scones with strawberries.
Yum.
And a lovely drizzle on top of that. Some scrambled eggs. Then she made a some sort of French toast bake, also just Ooh. Loaded with strawberries. And then we had a pomegranate mimosa. Right?
Yeah.
So red was mm-hmm. was the predominant color.
Sure.
But in the midst of all of that, we finally got around to exchanging our Christmas presents with each other.
Got to do that.
So one of our dear friends in the photo is, he is our go-to guy at his house for coffee. He knows the ins and outs of roasts, what temperature. He's a coffee aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
So we want him, now that you have a friend that makes good stuff,
yeah.
right? You always go there.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of something called an affogato?
Yes.
An affogato is basically really, really rich ice cream
uh-huh.
with espresso on top of it.
Yeah.
So we got him an affogato kit.
He can make his own.
So we can go over and have that. Yes.
Wow. Wait, so did you get him ice cream or did you get him stuff to make ice cream?
No, we just got him the proportionate dishes and what you would use to measure the proper amount of espresso that would go on the ice cream.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So we had that. Our friend Kathleen, they have a food dehydrator at their house. So they made us like little accoutrements for cocktails. So we have some dried oranges.
No way.
We have some dried limes.
I love those.
Apple chips.
Pretty.
Yeah. Didn't even see that coming.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Which was lovely. I got a bartending set with different cocktail mixes, which are perfect for wintertime.
No kidding.
And then a gift certificate to for a local liquor store. So, yeah, we got our Christmas out of the way while also celebrating Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Best way to do it.
That's a lot. I mean, it was a busy weekend.
Yes.
So you got to pack everything together, right? Make it all
And
work.
Started down the road of... Because this is the group that went to see that one band in Illinois that nobody wanted to go see last
yes.
year or 2 years ago.
Just for one person.
For one
interest.
Person. So now we're trying to like recreate that. Like maybe as
is it
was
somebody else.
It was said out loud. Can we find a better band? But same concept. Easy road trip.
Something that only one person wants. I like that concept.
Yes.
That, like, we all love you so much.
We're going to all follow you to watch
you.
This one band.
Yeah. Nobody else cares about the band.
We left Christmas Valentine's brunch and we have to reconvene and we all have to bring up a band.
Yes.
And then we're going to find out which one we're going to go
I like
follow.
That. You've got a nice little come together, but also
yes.
some homework.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
Speaking of a lot of fun, we had a blast on Saturday. We went to Clue at Hancher and saw that performance, which really I kept thinking back because it wasn't that long ago that Theater Cedar Rapids did this performance.
Two seasons ago they did
it. Two seasons?
So their October show.
I couldn't believe, I kept going back to when I saw it at Theater Cedar Rapids. I'm like, Theater Cedar Rapids did an incredible job.
Yes.
I mean, this was very comparable. If you saw that one, this show was... the same.
So based on the movie from the 80s, but how do you convey basically the game board, right? All
mm-hmm.
of the different rooms that people had to go into.
And making those transitions when you have the one stage, right?
Yes.
Making all of those rooms happen is so cool to see all the tricks that they do.
No, it was a ton of fun. And I saw a lot of friends just posting they were at, because I think they did matinees on both Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I knew some friends who went yesterday as well. But how fortunate with Hancher, so close. When they get these big tours. So we bought the whole package. So I think
yeah.
we've got the Music Man coming up. They're doing Rent in Concert, I know, coming up soon. But we were also pleasantly surprised that it was a play. We knew it was a play. There's no intermission.
No.
We were in and out in 90 minutes.
Barreled through that thing. fun way to spend an afternoon.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
It was a fun way to spend my Sunday morning. It was a fun way to spend our Saturday afternoon. How did you spend your weekend? That's our question. Show us by way of photo. One Shot Weekends. Let's get to your pictures coming up soon.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Do you want to start with our two bonus Morning Scramble pictures?
Well, yeah. I know that the bit is actually called One Shot Weekend, but... this week, you and I didn't play by the rules.
We did not. We were busy. We were socializing. We were having a great time. We were exploring the riches of our region, right? We went to Hancher Auditorium, and then a group of us had dinner at Cobble Hill on Saturday night.
And it was such a nice night.
So we've got the group shot, and then we've got the I had to borrow my wife's glasses to sign the bill shot.
But the point of the picture was that I thought it was funny that you were wearing your wife's glasses and you looked like an old man that was like doing the books or something. But I took the photo and it's just lovely. There's candlelight on the table. There's the street light, but it's shining through the window and it looks just like it's daytime.
My empty wine glass.
Ugh. Gorgeous lighting.
I look like Jacob Marley.
Yes, you do. You look like something out of a Dickens novel.
Well, we've got a ton of group shots, and I'm just randomly.
Yeah.
Our dear friend Allison had a big Galentine's event at Cedar Ridge over the weekend. So all those smiling faces, thanks for posting.
Did you see Krista's cheese pull celebrating
yes.
The kid's 12th birthday? They go, they get some, is that pizza? That is some cheesiness, though. That cheese pull is across the entire table.
I'm always a big fan when we're celebrating arts and culture, specifically in our schools. Miss Lampkin, Michelle, is in charge of the band that plays for the show choir. And in their competition, they got best band in Mount Pleasant. But I feel like they get us a nice backstage shot almost every Monday.
I love being in and knowing where they're competing and stuff.
Yes.
It's really, really fun. Thank you for sharing that with us. Nicole and her six-year-old put a challenge upon themselves. They did a color challenge. Her daughter saw it on YouTube where you go to the store and you only buy food that's one color. So they decided to do orange and red.
Shannon wants to do this the next time we travel and only take pictures
Ooh.
Of color.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like this idea.
It's a cool concept, and it looks like they snagged some really good foods, some that they hadn't tried before. So she said the big winner was strawberry ice cream and orange sherbet.
Well, just below the very colorful photo, Charlotte, the morning scramble blue, went on a swimming vacation this weekend to Wisconsin.
Go, girl. Love it. It looks like there was a little bit of travel this weekend. Danica took her son to Minnesota for his 4th birthday, and he got to go to a big Monster Jam session and
I
meet
saw
the
that.
Drivers.
We have also big milestones. Deidre is getting close to her wedding. Thank you for sharing that photo. Tanya, big dance marathon in Iowa City. They've raised well over $1 million. So congratulations, 5 years post-treatment. Thanks for posting your photo there.
It was funny because we saw so many cars downtown. It's like, oh, yeah, there was a rodeo downtown, too. So thanks, Lisa, for sharing a photo of that.
Young Footlighters in Coralville. And then, Claire, let's go a little further north, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, all the way north to our neighbor, Canada.
I don't think I've ever seen a post from Joey in Canada.
This is a new character to the Morning Scramble. Joey, hello and welcome.
Joey in Canada said they had a ton of snow. It was minus 40. I don't know if that's Fahrenheit 40? Or Celsius. So they made a traditional roast dinner. I want to walk you around this plate for
Please,
a second.
Please give us a tour of this plate that, I'm sorry, still looks totally Iowan to me.
This looks like this came out of your crock pot.
Yep.
You've got the traditional roast, which if I was to guess, was baked with those potatoes
yep.
and with those carrots.
100%. Yeah. Yep.
Must have made a beef gravy on the side.
Mm.
But those little popovers next to them, if I know my...
What is that?
I believe that's Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding?
Yorkshire pudding. One of my favorite...
Oh, Canada.
Favorite
fancy.
Sides. Yes. Canada's so fancy. Well, how is he going to celebrate when it's stupid cold outside?
Oh, Canada.
I'm excited for the food. And the fact that we got a guy listening to the Morning Scramble in Canada. How cool is that?
And he has bread that has gravy in the middle of it.
That's the best part of the photo.
Oh, my God.
Joey in Canada, everybody, thanks for posting your pictures for One Shot Weekends.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
All right. Let's get to the action, shall we?
I think we shall. The Olympics going on in Milan, Italy, Cortina as well. Couple different locations, and I am so thrilled that we have some unique coverage of the Olympic Games with our very own Tony Milan.
On the international request line, our very own Tony Milan.
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, Morning Scramble. It's so good to hear your voice. Oh, my gosh.
Are you running into a ton of American fans as part of your walking around the streets of Milan?
It's funny, you know, yes, I am running to American fans, not of me, unfortunately. Not a lot of people are familiar with my work, but yes, they are fans of international
sport
competition.
Yeah.
How disappointing to go to the Olympics and find out it's mostly about sports.
I didn't mean to ask to put you to make you feel bad. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I'm as surprised as anybody, honestly. I thought there would be more. Yeah.
More Tony Milan fans?
Yes. I thought that my reach went beyond the borders of the 319 area code.
Huh.
Well, we're doing all weekend to to help build the Milan brand, mm-hmm. for sure.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been kind of nice being undercover, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, last we spoke, you had opening ceremonies to attend to. There's been some meddling. There's that mm-hmm. sad story with Lindsey Vonn.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's what we're seeing, you know, by way of NBC and Peacock. Maybe are there any other headlines that we're not getting the full story on that you have the pulse of?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Well, let's start with the two of you. What have been your favorite events so far? Because I'll recap those.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Because I love all of the figure skating. Like, the skating, I could just, I watch all of mm-hmm. those programs. I love that there's, like, a little bit of artistry included in mm-hmm. some of the athleticism. What have you learned about that?
Yeah. Well, you'll remember, Claire, that my goal was to walk on as a competitor with figure skating.
Yeah.
And it turns out that is also not an option. But what I did do, I thought, okay, where can I start? I got to start where the athletes are. So I went to the local YMCA and I thought, okay, this is my origin story. I'm going to mix it up with some locals. They're going to recognize my skill as a figure skater, and then I'm going to get quickly promoted to the Olympic stage. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but YMCAs do not have ice arenas.
They don't.
No.
Unless Italy's different.
So
I don't think so. They think it's the same.
Well, yeah, it's very similar. Yeah. I thought I'd get some pushback on there being YMCAs in Italy, but no. what I did do is I mixed it up with some locals, a little 5-on-5, some pickup basketball.
Oh,
and yep. And it turns out I'm like in Cedar Rapids, like a 7 in terms of athletic ability. Okay.
Well, what's
in
the scale?
Italy,
up to 10?
Oh, yeah. Up to 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, up to 10. Okay.
Yeah. In Italy, I'm like a 2.
Dang it. Okay?
Oh yeah.
I know everyone here is on the Mediterranean diet and they look amazing. They're performing at such a high level. So that was tough to keep up. But yeah,
everybody in Italy's on
the figure skating. I know it's wild. But yes, the figure skating, I don't even know, like the comeback story of the young man. Names are not as important over here in Italy, and you know,
right.
So
really?
I'm not able to. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
It's more of a vibe.
Well, I was going to ask about curling, but if you can't find a place to skate, you're also not going to find a place to curl.
No.
Oh, yeah. But to watch the competitors curl, it is intense. Now, when you look at the origins of curling, you think, okay, here are some, you know, dads that are looking to hang out together, imbibe, if you will, and, you know... and do some athletic events. But these are real competitors. They make it look easy. That's the thing, you know, that I just love about the Olympics. They make it look easy. Mm-hmm.
You could almost see yourself on the medal stand.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I could do that with the right amount of training or a good YMCA visit.
Exactly. Exactly. A little bit of training and just a lot of luck. You know, that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that Italy also has YMCAs.
Yeah.
Are you staying there? Because a lot of YMCAs started also as a place for men who were in town to get a room.
Yep.
Is that where you're staying?
Yeah, I like to think of it as a little bed and breakfast.
Okay.
You know, I've got a little hot plate in here. And, you know, I'm making all the Italian classic dishes. I'm trying to travel on a budget.
Right.
And, make my own food. That's where I'm cutting some corners.
Wow. I mean, travel on a dime. Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Saving some money. He's got to go to all mm-hmm. of these events and
right.
You never know what Milan's going to throw his way.
What's your hot plate special?
Oh, well, I like a bowl of ramen, but you know, when I'm being in Italy, I'm trying to adopt the local customs. I'm trying to eat a lot of authentic pasta dishes. So yeah, I'm making a lot of fettuccine Alfredo from a packet. It's just like powder, and you just add water and boil it. So yeah.
Well, make sure to keep getting to the YMCA. Well, I'm sure it's great. It just didn't come across very appetizing. I'm just a little worried about you know, packing on some pounds. That's a rich sauce.
No, it's a rich sauce, but I am walking everywhere.
Good.
You know, I'm getting thousands of steps in every day. You know, I'm trying to. Well, you remember I've got this tank top on, and I'm trying to stay Olympic ready, if you will. You know,
we know
ready at Should anybody need somebody to sub in, Tony Milan is there.
If you know anybody, Claire, please have them call me. I would love to get out of this YMCA and into the Olympic Village. That would be a dream come true.
Man, I got to start working the phone tree and see if anybody knows anybody.
We'll do that.
It would mean a lot.
We'll let you go back to your fettuccine Alfredo. Claire, that is Tony Milan, our correspondent from the Winter Olympics in Milan, Italy.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Well, already off to a great start. I called Trisha Abbey. So, sorry, Trisha.
Yes.
I just had the wrong name in front of me.
Like, really? I think her name's Trisha.
Well, her name is Trisha. It's been confirmed.
Trisha is going to be joining us at the Morning Scramble Broken Hearts Breakfast, brought to you by Hurting & Stocker Jewelers, coming up this Friday. We are gathering people who are not looking forward to Valentine's Day, and then... For your information, you need to know why. Why is Trisha not looking forward to Valentine's Day?
We're treating them to breakfast, to just hanging out and having fun. I know Culver's Garden Center Greenhouse and Marion providing some gifts as well.
Yeah.
Along with Hurting & Stocker Jewelers, HEA Book Boutique. Not only our location, they're doing the breakfast and gifts from them too. But we've been doing this for the last couple of years. It just gives people an opportunity who are not looking forward to this coming weekend, which is Valentine's Day, to kind of spend that with people, other people, like-minded, right?
Exactly. And we try to make it better. Of course, we've got the lovely gifts, but we also do something, and I don't know if this is like a research thing at all, but we do smash therapy here at the Morning Scramble.
We let them write a word or some words on a ceramic heart and then physically, like, take that anger.
Here's a hammer.
And smash it. People seem to come leaving that event just smiling ear to ear after they've taken a hammer to something.
Exactly. I know you don't realize how much you hang on to, but when you're physically able to kind of displace some of that negative energy with that hammer, ooh, it feels good.
Well, that's all happening Friday, but to get there, we need to start with saying congratulations to our first attendee. Her name is Trisha.
Trisha has written us a story about why she's not looking forward to Valentine's Day, and we thought the best way to convey this story to you is taking her email and rewriting it as a reader's theater piece. And luckily, the Morning Scramble players are ready to present to you Trisha's piece.
Producer Ben has entered the game. Good morning, Producer Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, we have our scripts in front of us. Any other final notes before we begin?
I think I just want everybody to make sure.
You wrote this.
Yes, so. I did. I'm going to kind of be playing the role of Trisha. Dancing Eric Hansen, I'm going to call upon you to do multiple roles.
I'm playing like four different roles.
Yeah. So if you could make sure that each of those characters is not only varied, but also very rich.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. I've got four backstories in my head right now. Got it.
Good.
Okay.
That's exactly what I want.
Okay. Are we ready for Morning Scramble Readers Theater Broken Hearts Breakfast on Claire's cue?
Let's do this thing.
The Morning Scramble Readers Theater presents The Brokenhearted Dialogues. Today's story submitted by a listener, Trisha. The Valentine's Flu. A fifth grade Valentine's Day humiliation turned a sweet crush into a lifelong reason to dread February 14th and wonder about the what if.
I remember like it was yesterday. It was fifth grade. The class had just finished passing out their Valentines.
Score! Abby handed out caramel apple fuckers with her strawberry shortcake Valentines. Guys, this is awesome!
I went back to my desk where my homemade card box was waiting for me. Will I get one from my crush? I asked myself. As I went through the cards, making sure to read every single one, I finally reached the one from Christopher, my crush. As I was reading it, a classmate walked up behind me, snatched it, and read it out loud to everyone.
Trisha, will you be my Valentine? I love you, Christopher. Ooh.
I wasn't mad that he had taken it or read it to the class. That wasn't the problem. What broke my fragile little fifth grade heart was hearing my crush telling everyone.
Hey, I didn't write that. My brother must have done that as a joke. That's so gross.
After that horrible Valentine's Day, I ended up hating school every February 14th. I was mysteriously sick on card day every year for the rest of my time at school.
Trisha is sick again this year? Weird.
To this day, I still wonder what would have happened if that bully hadn't embarrassed him like that.
Would Christopher have asked her out? She may never know. You've been listening to The Valentine's Flu from listener Trisha as part of our Brokenhearted Dialogue series with the Morning Scramble Readers Theater. Until next time, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.